You're listening to Succeed, Just Let Go, the podcast that'll change how you think and change your life. I'm Willie Horton and I'm a psychologist, been helping people change their lives since 1996, broadcasting from the French Alps, and delighted to have you along. Let's take this week's step in the right direction.
Has it ever occurred to you that the universe might be out to get you? Have you ever wondered why the universe or God, and by the way, depending on your perspective, those words are pretty much interchangeable. But have you ever wondered why the universe throws you curveballs? Have you wondered how you might be being tested by God to see how far you can go before you break? Or have you ever wondered why, as you've often heard this phrase before, a loving God would let something like that happen, whatever that might be? Have you ever wondered, why me? Seems other people are getting what we describe in this podcast as their perfect moments and nothing much is happening for me. Have you ever wondered if it'll ever happen for you? Do you get frustrated? Are you stressed? Are you annoyed? Or you might even be angry. According to research, anger is one of the key things that will definitely kill you because of what it does to your cardiovascular system in particular. Have you ever wondered any of those things? Because that is not what this episode is about. I wondered aloud in last week's episode as to why it had taken me until episode 212 to set out in all their bold details the benefits of meditation and why meditation is a necessity. It's not a luxury, it's not something that feels nice, although it does. It is something that changes our lives because it changes our perspective. I mentioned perspective a couple of minutes ago when I referred to the interchangeability of the words universe and God. Everything depends on our perspective. And you know, all of the stuff that I mentioned at the beginning of this episode, wondering why this, that or the other, or why the universe is raining on your parade. I was going to say something else, but there you go. All this stuff is related to perspective. Because none of the stuff that I mentioned at the beginning of this episode is real. It has nothing to do with the actual reality of the moment. It has to do with what you think about it. And that's why a couple of weeks ago we had an episode entitled "We're at our best when we're not thinking," or words to that effect. And yet, I reflect again at the start of this week's episode as to why so many of the preceding 212 episodes dwell so much on the negative. Now, I know the answer to that, by the way, but it's time for a little positive instead. The answer, why so many of the episodes dwell on the negative, is that we need to understand the necessity of taking control of our own state of mind. I had an email just a couple of minutes ago before I sat down to record this from somebody who said they've lost their way with regard to their meditation and they feel they're not motivated enough to do their meditation. She said to me, "What do you suggest I should do? I've got to number 68 in the 72 sessions of the online program. What do you think I should do?" So I told her, go back to the start. Go back to the start. So that you will once again fully understand the motivation that we all have to take charge of our own state of mind. Because if we don't, we are losing our lives, I was going to say before our very eyes, no, we're blinded to the here and now when we are lost in the world of thought, the world of perspective that leads to you wondering as to why the universe might have thrown you a curved ball or rained on your parade. I also said to her, go back to the start, because in going back to the start of the online program, in this case, you learn more. And you learn more because you know more. So there are 213 episodes in this podcast, including this one. And if you listen again and again and again, and you pick up little bits and pieces along the way, or pennies drop for you along the way, it's important that you then say to yourself, well, I need to explore this more. I need to look at it perhaps from a different angle, from somebody else's perspective. I am at the font of all wisdom. Whether of the font of much wisdom at all or not is neither here nor there. I'm doing my bit. But every time we explore the kind of material that we talk about here, we learn more because we're coming at it from knowing more. And you see, the more we know, the more pennies will drop, and the more we will have aha moments and insights to the point where we may actually become enlightened, even if it's only just for a moment. But then again, even if it is only just for a moment, once experienced, it cannot be unexperienced. It opens a gateway into reality, which is completely different from whatever perspective you might be coming from. And of course, most people, almost all people, are coming from a negative perspective because they think less of themselves than they really would if they knew who they really were. But as I said, that's a prologue to this week's episode. We want to talk about what the title of this episode actually says. Big, beautiful joy. Now, I was going to call this episode Big, Beautiful Bill, and you know what I'm referring to, because my sister calls me Bill. My mother called me Billy. My wife calls me all kinds of names, but I am generally known as Willie Horton. So I said to myself, no, we won't call it the Big Beautiful Bill. That has all kinds of allusions to madness. I mean, some people are normal crazy and then other people are off the scale. Anyway, we won't go there. I want to talk about joy. Now, very often when I use the word joy, people kind of look at me as if I have two heads. And some people will have said to me over the years, ah, that's only a word you see on a Christmas card. It doesn't mean anything in real life. Now, joy is real life. And unless you are enjoying your life today, regardless of what you think the universe might be throwing at you, unless you are enjoying yourself today, you're not living your life because there is joy in every breath that we take. Let's start with the simple stuff. I got an email a couple of weeks ago from somebody who asked me, did I think she was crazy that she had begun to experience joy in things like the birds singing in the morning or the smell of her morning coffee? My answer, of course, was this is the essence of living your life to the full because we live our lives in moments. We live our lives now and now and now. And it's only when we experience our lives now and now and now that we are present. And as we've said on a number of occasions over the last few weeks, being present means I have presence. And presence is attractive. People will walk up to you in the street and say hello to you for no good reason. The good reason being, of course, that you stick out a mile because you have presence whilst everybody else is missing in action. People will sit down beside you on a bus or a train and start telling you their life story. They're only waiting for somebody to listen to them because nobody really listens, because nobody really cares. I know that's a terrible thing to say, but how could you care about other people when you haven't taken charge of your own state of mind? In other words, you don't care about yourself. Most people don't care. But when you have presence, your presence lifts those around you and you become attractive. Now, you become attractive in a variety of different ways. Electromagnetically, just from a scientific point of view, for a moment, your electromagnetic flow actually acts like a magnet. Seriously, scientifically, as I said, speaking, we're talking about the science of bioelectricity, quite a modern branch of science, but you don't really need the science when you begin to experience it. And, everything we've talked about in every one of these episodes all the way back to episode one. Everything that is talked about in the Psychology of Success online program, to which I frequently refer here, everything I've ever said to anybody is based in hard science. The rider being that you don't need the hard science once you have experienced the reality of you in the present moment by enjoying the birds sing. One of my first clients many, many years ago, 1996, 1997, was a guy who I had worked with in the life insurance industry a number of years previous to that. I would say if he had gone to any other mental health professional, he would have been diagnosed as depressed. Sitting with him for half an hour was actually a little on the depressing side. We've talked before about energy vampires. This guy would suck you dry. You'd only be fit for the bed after half an hour in his lack of presence. But anyway, he was one of my first clients. So he was completely transformed as a result of beginning to experience the joy of little things. A couple of weeks after I worked with him for the first time, he phoned me and said, "You know, Willie, birds were singing this morning." I said to him, "John, the birds sing every morning. It's just that you've opened your ears." Most people will wake in the morning and say to themselves, "Oh my God, not another day." Some people will get up in the morning and speak positive things to themselves. As we said a few minutes ago, you know, we've had a lot of negativity for a reason in this podcast. It's time for a bit of positivity, but actually, no, it isn't, because positive thinking is still just thinking. It's not going to enable you to experience the reality and the joy of living in the present moment. So some people will get up in the morning and look in the mirror and say to themselves, "You've got this, girl. You're a powerful woman." That stuff doesn't work, by the way. And then they'll wonder why halfway through the day they know they haven't got it and they realize that they're not a powerful woman. Of course, that's not true. They think they are not a powerful woman. All thinking ends in tears. As we've said before, all thinking leads to overthinking. The first little thought you have, even if it's a nice one, will lead you away from the here and now. So that begs a question. If I am appreciating the birds singing in the morning, to what extent have I started thinking about how nice it is to hear the birds? Because I could easily get lost in thought. And, you know, I could possibly get lost in the kind of train of thought that most people have that, you know, you start with, "Oh, aren't the birds lovely this morning? Oh, yeah, but look at the things that I have to do today. To hell with the birds. I need to get on with my day." The minute you start even appreciating, you're moving into the world of thought. And your thinking mind, the squatter in your attic, the person that is preoccupying your mind. No wonder people say, "Oh, I feel preoccupied." They actually are preoccupied. The squatter in your mind is only itching for an opportunity to take you down. First of all, to take you down one of those trains of thought, but ultimately, when they get you down that train of thought, to take you down. Why? Because that's the way we're wired. Oh, better stop that. Enough of that negativity. But again, it emphasizes the point that we need to experience the here and now. The joy of being in the here and now without appreciating the joy of being in the here and now. It could be something of a conundrum until you become adept at simply experiencing the here and now. Let me give you a couple of examples of how one might become adept as a result of some people telling me how they themselves have become adept. Meditation is obviously the gateway into complete peace of mind. Now, don't take the phrase peace of mind up the wrong way. Don't say to yourself, "Ah, yeah, but peace of mind isn't a real thing or it's just an idea." I'm talking about absolutely peace of mind without a care in the world. Meditation is a gateway into that state of mind in which I simply And there's that presence again. And as we said, presence is attractive. If I simply am, I won't wonder as to why a loving God would let this, that, or the other happen. I won't begin to say to myself, why is the universe being so mean to me? Somebody said that to me a few weeks ago. Now, the interesting thing is, I just said, I don't need to say to myself, who's talking to whom? How many of you are there? Because in reality, there's only one of you. The squatter in your attic isn't real, but boy, do they make a hell of a lot of noise. They who know least kick up the biggest racket, and they will drag you down that proverbial alley that we talked about a minute ago. Meditation is the gateway into the flat calm of being. Now, that's an interesting phrase because it is like being flat calm in the sense that you might look out across a mill pond and it's completely flat calm. But the minute we become present in the moment, we pour our energy into that flat calm, the flow of the universe, and it has a ripple effect. It ripples out and it ripples back. As I said on the Zoom call to online program owners a couple of weeks ago, as it says in the Bible, cast your bread upon the waters and it'll come back a hundredfold. I think there was a rush to buy sliced pans the following morning. Seriously, flat calm of presence is beautiful without thinking about it, but it is also the gateway, not into just being, but through just being action man or action woman, so that I do just what I need to do now, the right thing in the right way at the right time, wherever I am, whatever it is I have to do. You're listening to this now. This is the best thing that you could be doing at this moment in time, listening to this because you've chosen to listen to it. Later on, you may have a meeting to go to, or you may be making the dinner for six screaming children. That is the best thing for you to be doing at that moment in time. The big problem, of course, is that when we use our mind normally, we're never doing what we're doing. We're thinking about probably not what we're doing, but thinking about something that we have to do later that we'd prefer not to have to do, or perhaps thinking about something that we know we're not capable of doing, or think we're not capable of doing. You see, we're off into exploring how the normal mind works again. And it is very important that we keep reminding ourselves of this because it's a slippery slope onto which we all put our foot most days, even after we have meditated first thing in the morning, because meditation opens the gate to the flat calm of peace of mind. An hour later, some energy vampire will be trying to suck you down their vortex. We're surrounded by energy vampires. 96% of people are dead from the neck up. That is a statistically scientific fact. 96% of people are not in charge of their own state of mind, and they are looking for your attention because they need your attention to make them feel worthy because they think they are not worthy. So the minute we walk out our front door in the morning, we're surrounded by clawing energy vampires. And therefore, whilst meditation might open the door, and it actually does, the door can slam close again pretty quickly if we are not mindful of what is going on in the present moment. Hence, the importance of hearing the birds sing. Not appreciating the birds sing, just hearing the birds sing and feeling the joy in your heart. Now, if you think that is a little superfluous to the cut and thrust of everyday life, that's the essence of everyday life because throughout the course of the day, we will be presented with moments when we can experience and feel the joy. And you know, for starters, you have that opportunity every time you breathe in and out, the joy of experiencing your breathing. Not appreciating that you're still alive or getting into the mechanics of your breathing. I recollect a number of years ago, I had a conversation on a Wednesday evening Zoom, and we were talking about how to meditate properly. And one of the online program owners said, "Oh, I know exactly how long it takes me to breathe in. Exactly, we're talking about seconds here, exactly how long it takes me to hold my breath, and exactly how long it takes me to breathe out again." "To what end?" I said. "You become an expert in breathing." "No, you need to become an expert in living. A breathing exercise, or focusing on your breathing, as I've just suggested, during the course of your day, never mind meditation, focusing on your breathing is appreciating how it feels. You're not focusing on your breathing, you're using the fact that you are breathing to focus. And it's beautiful. You're using the fact that you are breathing to experience the moment. And it is a joy." People with whom I've worked have talked about, and this is a quote, "the pure joy of being me." Not me, them, you know what I mean. The pure joy of being in the moment. The bliss of experiencing, truly experiencing the little things in life. Because you know, we're blessed. You may have all manner of crap going on in your life at the moment, but in all probability, you have a roof over your head. Your belly is fairly full. You are relatively satisfied in the here and now. You are completely satisfied because anything that would lead you to dissatisfaction comes from you either thinking about what you haven't got, thinking about what somebody else has but you'd like to have that you haven't got, or thinking about something that hasn't happened yet. That's where dissatisfaction comes from, and that is what disables us from experiencing the little moments that we call nows. They are not little moments. They are grand moments in which our lives are lived moment to moment. From the perspective of quantum physics, we're vibrating in and out of energy at the level of our superstrings, 20,000 times a second. In other words, we are creating and recreating ourselves one now at a time. They're really little nows, but this is the reality of how the universe really works. If I'm thinking about anything, even thinking that I'm a powerful woman and I've got it, girl, if I'm thinking about anything, my energy isn't vibrating properly because my energy is being consumed by my thinking mind. When we flow freely in the peace of mind, of presence in the moment, our energy flows freely out across that mill pond, creates the ripples that we talked about earlier on, and the ripples come back to me. And if you're wondering why the ripples haven't come back to you yet, it's probably the wondering that is delaying the returning ripples. I can't repeat that. It just came out. You need to listen to it again, but it's really important. Once we set our minds, and we've talked about setting our minds on so many occasions in this podcast, once we've set our minds to, I was going to say a desirable outcome, desire kind of equates to want, doesn't it? And we've talked about how destructive thinking about wanting can be. Well, of course, we're back into thinking, aren't we? But once we set our mind to what is best for us, and you see, we do that by imagining how it feels when that moment arrives, and we handwrite it. Once you've set your mind to that, it's going to happen. It's going to happen sooner or later. It's going to happen in the right way at the right time. You don't know how. You don't need to know how. You don't know what exactly will happen. You don't need to know that either. You don't know when. You certainly don't need to know that because in reality, there's no such thing as time. Time bends when you're in flow. We've talked about that before as well. You don't need to know the how, the when, or the what. You need to know the feeling. Because living is feeling the moment. Being is feeling the moment. That email I referred to earlier on, with regard to the girl who had lost the motivation to meditate, she said that as a result of her falling down that particular trap, she would experience increased heart rate and upset stomach. And I said to her, that's your body telling you. Look at what your thinking mind is doing to me. Because her energy isn't flowing freely. And once her energy doesn't flow freely, as I said, our energy flows back in on itself, doesn't go out across the mill pond, will not send out our intentions into the waiting universe. It's only waiting for us to be present enough to allow what is best for us fall into our lap. But if we're wondering why something hasn't happened yet, or wondering why the universe is being mean to you, then you're actually putting a spanner in your own works. What we need to do is allow ourselves just experience the joy of being, the joy of hearing the birds, the joy of smelling the coffee, the joy of smelling and tasting a nice wine. Nothing wrong with wine, by the way. Certainly nothing wrong with the first glass. Nothing wrong with the second glass either. After that, you're on a slippery slope. But a little of what you fancy never did you any harm. The joy hearing the breeze rustling through the trees. The joy of being. As I said to you, meditation will open the door to that. But it's the little things that we experience during the course of the day that we truly experience that will keep that door open. So as I said to you earlier on, I'd tell you how one or two people that I know have come to the point of deeply experiencing the here and now. And the experience has changed their lives in most here and nows, or perhaps for some people in almost every here and now. Another thing that I recommend people to do is to go and sit somewhere and do nothing. Now, I actually mean that, just to simply sit down and watch the world go by, to see, feel, hear, smell and taste the moment. As I've alluded to a minute ago in relation to wine, coffee and bird singing. To see, feel, hear, smell and taste the moment. I've often suggested to people that they do that close to flowing water. Now, there are psychological and bioelectrical reasons for that. The positively charged ions in flowing water actually help. You must remember we're part of nature. We're animals, we're part of the universe. And it's only, of course, when we realise that we are part of the universe that we can begin to not just play our part in the universe, but let the universe deliver to us what is best for us. But that's an aside, an important aside. Let me come back to what I was saying in relation to this particular guy who I said, go and spend 3 or 4 hours doing nothing, simply watching the world go by. And if you get distracted or find yourself in thought, simply start again, going through the five senses in the order in which I've suggested. See, feel, hear, smell, and taste. The following day, he had to drive down from Belfast in Northern Ireland, where he lived, to Dublin Airport to pick up his mother-in-law who was flying in from San Francisco. And the flight was delayed for 4 hours. What did he do? He sat in the arrivals lounge in Dublin Airport, not the nicest place in the world, for 4 hours and watched the world go by. And the following day he emailed me and said that he'd learned more about himself and being in 4 hours in a dingy arrivals hall than he had in the preceding 43 years of his life. He experienced the joy of being. This is all about big, beautiful joy. It's all about experiencing life as it is now. You can't experience life as it might be. Most people will think about life as it was, what they call the good old days, God help us. The joy of being, the experience of being here now is the only place that you can experience your life. You better wake up to it.
You've been listening to Succeed, Just Let Go. To get involved, join me in my Facebook group, strangely enough called To Succeed, Just Let Go. And for more information, visit www.willie-horton.com.